Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Monday evening, June 9th, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Clarion Partners welcomes MEI Industrial Solutions to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. Clarion Partners, LLC, a leading real estate investment manager, welcomes MEI Industrial Solutions to 500 Denmark Drive, a newly constructed 322,000-square-foot Class A building located within the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. MEI Industrial Solutions, a leading provider of rigging, machinery moving, industrial storage, and specialized transportation services, has leased 161,200-square-foot of space at the Trick. This move represents a significant expansion for MEI in Northern Nevada and enhances its service capacity. Clarion Partners Managing Director Jason Glasser expressed pleasure in MEI's choice to include 500 Denmark Drive in its West Coast logistics expansion, citing Reno's convenient location near major transportation routes as a compelling value proposition for industrial users like MEI. B2I Digital highlights the National Investment Banking Association's NA 151st Investment Conference. B2I Digital is set to highlight the National Investment Banking Association's 151st Investment Conference as a marketing partner. The event, scheduled for September 16 to 17, 2025, will feature public and private microcap and small cap companies, along with company presentations and networking sessions. NIBE Executive Director Emily Foschi emphasizes the conference's role in connecting companies with capital markets professionals. B2I Digital CEO David Shapiro looks forward to leveraging their large online community to promote the event. To learn more or request an invitation, visit B2I Digital's website. Founded in 1982, NIBE has a long history of supporting the microcap and small-cap investment community, hosting over 150 conferences and raising over $100 billion in capital. For more information about NIBE, visit their website. Pro New England celebrates excellence in remodeling at the 2025 Pro Awards. Pro New England recently celebrated excellence in remodeling at the 2025 Pro Awards. Michelle Glassburn, president of Lovely Systems, received the prestigious Member of the Year Award for her longtime support. The new Impact Award went to Sterling Bump of Custom Contracting. Highline Construction and GMT Home Design were among the top winners. The event, hosted by Amy Strack, featured various award categories sponsored by industry leaders. The PRO Awards judges, including remodelers and designers, evaluated entries anonymously. Sponsors like LaValle Systems, Oasis Shower Doors, and Encore Construction supported the event. Additionally, Trades Up scholarships were awarded to graduating seniors entering the trades, highlighting the industry's investment in future talent.
Knight Food Holdings, Inc., NGTF, expands hospitality automation with strategic hotel acquisitions. Knight Food Holdings, Inc., expands its hospitality automation efforts with strategic hotel acquisitions. The company has signed a $36.93 million LOI to acquire the Hilton Garden Inn in Rancho Mirage, California, located next to Disney's Cotino development. This follows a $41 million deal for the Victorville Holiday Inn, which is set to showcase robotics-enabled hotel operations. Knight Food has also acquired Future Hospitality Ventures, which has an exclusive U.S. partnership with Bear Robotics and SkyTech Automated Solutions to enhance its AI-powered robotics initiatives in the hospitality industry. These acquisitions are expected to strengthen the company's positioning for a successful uplisting, unlocking the benefits of a national exchange. As automation transforms the hospitality sector, Knight Food Holdings is at the forefront, providing cost-effective solutions to combat labor shortages, streamline operations, and enhance guest experiences. Brera Holdings, PLStack, BRIA, and Toronto Blizzard partner to build global youth soccer pipeline. Brera Holdings PLC and Toronto Blizzard have teamed up to create a global youth soccer pipeline focusing on player development across North America and three continents. The partnership leverages Blizzard's experience working with Bundesliga champions FC Bayern Munich to develop a training model for young players. The initiative targets children as young as three, with pathways extending to Brera's professional clubs in Italy, North Macedonia, Mongolia, and Mozambique. Giuseppe Joe Parolini, Toronto Blizzard's owner coach, has been named Brera's Academy Sports Director for North America. Talent identification camps in Canada and training programs at European academies are set to kick off by summer 2026. Brera Holdings, a global sports investment group, is expanding its reach into grassroots development through this collaboration with Toronto Blizzard.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Adastak TX, appoints EvoFem CEO Sandra Pelletier to Board of Directors. Edixt Inc., ATTX, has appointed Sandra Pelletier, CEO of EvoFem Biosciences, OTCPK, EVFM, to its Board of Directors, bringing over 30 years of global pharmaceutical experience in women's reproductive health. Pelletier led the approval and growth of FexER and the acquisition of SoloSecR at EvoFem. She also holds board roles at Wintree Therapeutics, NASDAQ WINT, and serves on nonprofit advisory boards. Adictext operates an innovation platform focused on accelerating health innovations with programs in immune health, precision health, public health, and women's health. The company has entered into agreements with Apeli Therapeutics Inc., APLI, OTC APF, and EvoFem to advance its mission of discovering and deploying innovative health solutions. For more information, Vizix.com.
Leaders in the news: Siyata Mobile, Fubo, Lottery.com, Unusual Machines. Wall Street Reporter highlights the latest comments from industry thought leaders shaping our world today. Siyata Mobile CEO discusses AI-powered gaming and productivity apps at the early stage of explosive growth. Lottery.com CEO talks about leading the digital transformation of the $340 billion global lotto market. Unusual Machines CEO announces a new drone motor production facility in Orlando. Fubo TV CEO discusses the multi-year partnership with DAZN, enhancing sports entertainment lineup and offering customers greater flexibility. Stay tuned for more insights from these innovative companies shaping the future.
Chinese news breaks. Finger Motion Inc., NASDAQ, FNGR, subsidiary Zhuge, forms strategic alliance for emergency response vehicles. Finger Motion Inc., a NASDAQ-listed company, announced that its subsidiary, Zhuge Technology, has formed a strategic alliance with Zhejiang Jincheng Automotive to develop and market advanced emergency response vehicles. This collaboration will integrate Finger Motion's mobile command platform into communication, command, and rescue units, initially in Zhejiang Province, with plans for national expansion. The partnership includes joint product development, marketing, customer service, and operational integration to provide scalable solutions for public safety and enterprise customers. Finger Motion aims to grow its user base organically and create an ecosystem of highly engaged users. For more information, visit the company's website. Investor news breaks. Next10 Inc., OTC Pink, NXTN, acquires Torreon Group to expand real estate and commercial portfolio. Next10 Inc., a company trading under the ticker symbol NXTN on the OTC Pink market, has acquired Arizona-based Torreon Group. This acquisition adds a strong portfolio in real estate development, commercial ventures, and strategic acquisitions to Next10's assets. The deal is a key part of Next10's growth strategy, with more details set to be revealed in upcoming announcements later this week. Network news breaks. Newton Golf Company Inc., NASDAQ NWT, CEO Greg Campbell to appear at IBN Table Talk Roadshow. Newton Golf Company CEO Greg Campbell is set to appear at the IBN Table Talk Roadshow, connecting with investors to raise visibility for the company. Formerly Sax Parente, Newton Golf is gaining traction with its innovative shaft technologies used by over 30 pro golfers and strong Q1 financial performance. The company's mission is to provide golfers with scientifically advanced equipment that maximizes consistency and accuracy. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Network Newswire is a financial news platform that offers content distribution for companies and the investment community, providing access to a wide network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions.
Investor News Breaks. Clean Inc. and CEO Rob Etherington to present at June 10th Investor Summit Virtual. Clean Inc. CEO and President Rob Etherington will present at the Investor Summit Virtual on June 10th, providing investors with an update on the company's progress and strategic outlook. Clean, along with its subsidiary Clean Nanomedicine Inc., focuses on improving mitochondrial health to treat neurodegenerative diseases. CNMAU8 is an investigational therapy that targets mitochondrial function, reducing oxidative stress. Clean is based in Salt Lake City, Utah, with R&D operations in Maryland. For more information, visit Clean's website. InvestorWire is a communications platform specializing in press release syndication for companies in the investment community, offering access to a broad network of solutions for maximum impact. Investor News Breaks, Gmining Ventures Corp., OKCGMINF, files NI 43-101 technical report for Oko West Feasibility Study. Gmining Ventures Corp., GMIF, has filed a National Instrument 43-101 technical report for the feasibility study of its Oko West Gold Project in Guyana. The report, effective April 28th and issued June 6, 2025, covers key areas like capital and operating costs, metallurgy, geology, mine planning, and environmental permitting. Gmining Ventures Corp. is focused on acquiring, exploring, and developing precious metal projects to benefit from successful mine development. The company is well-positioned to become a mid-tier precious metals producer with access to capital and development expertise. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform offering wire-grade press release syndication for private and public companies and the investment community. Biomed News Breaks, Nutriband Inc., NTRB, secures U.S. patent for abuse-deterrent transdermal technology. Nutriband Inc., listed on NASDAQ as NTRB, has secured a U.S. patent for its abuse and misuse deterrent transdermal systems, strengthening protection for its Aversa technology. This patent enhances the company's portfolio for abuse-deterrent transdermal products aimed at curbing misuse and accidental exposure. Aversa Fentanyl, Nutriband's lead product, is projected to have significant U.S. sales potential. Nutriband focuses on developing transdermal pharmaceutical products with Aversa technology designed to prevent drug abuse. For more information, visit Nutriband's website. More UGI system upgrades in Hazleton could provide opportunities to convert to natural gas. UGI Utilities is set to begin system upgrades in Hazleton on June 16th, with a project to replace a natural gas main expected to be finished by the end of October. The upgrades could provide opportunities for homes and businesses along the route to convert to natural gas. The construction will impact travel on West Diamond Avenue and Hemlock Street, with work scheduled from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Road closures, detours, and traffic delays are expected. UGI advises those interested in converting to natural gas to contact them at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. Weather and working conditions may affect the completion date, with final paving and restoration to follow the underground work. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more information can be found at www.gi.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.